Blackstone Audio presents Blackman's Coffin by Mark DeCastrick. In memory of Doug Marlett, who encouraged me to march to my own drummer while he ran to his own symphony. Chapter 1. I felt a hand on my shoulder, shaking me awake.
Now you can pass as a local. They've all got one leg shorter than the other. Comes from being raised on the side of a mountain.
The woman sitting beside my hospital bed laughed at her own joke and then offered me a paper bag.
Who the hell are you?
I pushed the control to incline the bed to where I could see her eye to eye. I didn't need someone waking me up and rubbing my nose in my predicament. She tossed the bag onto my chest.
Takima Robertson, Marine Corps, retired. Never got over it, so now I come to the VA hospital to harass the Leathernecks who feel sorry for themselves.
She gave a salute. The dark metal hook at the end of her forearm brushed her arched eyebrow.
What I figure is if the Marines had had a few more good women, we'd have been out of Iraq 3 years ago.
Then let me be the first to encourage you to re-up.
I glanced down at the bag and saw a hardback copy of Elmore Leonard's Up in Honey's Room. I'm a Leonard fan, and the gift cooled my anger a few degrees.
I would have re-enlisted, but when I type, I tear up the computer keyboard.
She waved the prosthetic hook in front of me.
So the Corps didn't want me back in public disinformation.